normally a row inside an opposition party in a country a long way from Britain wouldn't really be world news, and the Liberal Party, Australia's main opposition, has actually overthrown its leader once before in this parliament already. What's different this time is that it's a crisis about climate change, and in a way, if you want to push the boat out, you could say this is the world's first climate change political crisis in a developed country.
Because Malcolm Turnbull, the guy that has been usurped as Liberal leader, he was going to adopt a consensus position with the Prime Minister ahead of the Copenhagen summit.
That's right. I mean, there's some background to this. Australia is the world's biggest per capita carbon emitter of any developed country. So Australia has a lot of ground to make up. Even the Australian Labor government underneath Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister, is pretty cautious in the action it's promising to take. So Australia, compared to where we are in Europe or even bits of China and bits of America, has a long way to go. They like driving big cars and they like flying planes. Nonetheless, Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister, put forward a plan for a carbon trading scheme, a bit like the one in Europe. It's gone to Parliament. It's in the Senate, the upper house, this week. He doesn't have a majority there, so he needs some Liberal support. Now, Malcolm Turnbull, who's a fascinating man and was the leader of the Liberal Party and had been Environment Minister in the government before, he backed the plan. He tried to get his senators to support the government, pass this legislation, and instead his party threw him out. And they've just chosen Tony Abbott, a pretty right-wing new member of the Shadow Cabinet. He's now the leader of the party. And he's on record as describing climate change as absolute crap in a speech not long ago. He now says it's a bit more subtle than that, and he sort of vaguely accepts that there might be such a thing, but he's not quite sure whether the science is settled. But really, the sceptics have taken over, and that's bad news for Australia and possibly bad news for a world deal.
What options are now open to the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd?
Well, what will probably happen is, having had the first climate change crisis, we'll now get the first climate change election in which the two parties will go into the campaign. Probably the Prime Minister will call one early next year, and he'll have what Australians call a double dissolution. So there'll be a dissolution of the lower house and also of the Senate, so Australians can vote really to refresh Parliament. And that campaign will partly be fought on the idea of climate change. And the Liberal Party says it's not about climate change, it's about a big tax on fuel, pushing up fuel prices, and Australians don't want that. Polls suggest Labour will win. Kevin Rudd's quite popular. But maybe climate change will put him under a bit of pressure there.
And what do most Australians think about steps to reduce emissions?
I think, like a lot of people in the world, they are a bit sceptical about what's happening. I mean, in polls in Britain show many people aren't really that convinced about the human role of involvement in climate change either. So they see the moves as expensive. Some Australians would see them as elitist, the kind of thing rich people in Sydney can afford, but not the ordinary Australian who might live in a place where there's just no public transport, they need to drive cars, and they worry about their lifestyle. Of course, one difference is Australia is a big, huge, hot, dry country, hit by droughts, hit by storms, a land really which could be threatened by climate change. So Australians maybe need to wake up and realise that they are going to be the victims of this. It isn't just other places in the world that will be affected.